Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Traditional drumming and singing opened the Tanana Chiefs Conference annual convention this morning in Fairbanks. The convention brings together interior Alaska Native leaders from 42 tribes and villages along the Yukon, Tanana, Koyukuk, and Kuskokwim Rivers to discuss and make resolutions about a range of issues, from housing to jobs, wellness, and public safety. The convention, which runs through Thursday at the downtown Fairbanks Westmark Hotel, includes addresses from Alaska Native officials as well as local mayors and Alaska's congressional delegation. National Congress of American Indians President Jefferson Keel is scheduled to speak at the convention this afternoon. There was a fire at the City of Fairbanks downtown fire station over the weekend. According to a Fairbanks Fire Department post, a backup SUV parked in a garage bay suffered an engine fire Saturday night. Staff were out on calls at the time, but a sprinkler system activated and an FFD engine from the Aurora station responded, with additional help coming from crews deployed out of the University and Fort Wainwright Fire Departments. FFD says the fire is under investigation, but foul play is not suspected and that damage was limited to the vehicle and the garage bay. Nicholas Petit continues to lead the Iditarod over defending champion Mitch Seavey and fellow veteran Yor Lysif Olsom. They're all out of the Shaktulik checkpoint this morning. We'll have more on the Iditarod following the newscast. In other winter sports news, West Valley High School sophomore Kendall Kramer won a junior national cross-country ski championship in Utah Friday. Kramer topped the standings in the women's under-16-year-old 5-kilometer skate technique race. University of Alaska Fairbanks freshman Anya Mayala of Minnesota won the junior women's under-20 class 10K race. A local curler is part of a team that won a national championship over the weekend. A USA Curling post says Vicky Persinger of Fairbanks and teammates won the women's national title Saturday in Fargo, North Dakota. The team goes on now to compete at World Championships next week in Ontario, Canada. An Alaska alpine skier won a gold medal at the Winter Paralympic Games in South Korea over the weekend. Alaska Public Media reports that 26-year-old Andrew Kirka of Palmer finished first in the men's sitting downhill race in Pyeongchang Friday. These are Kirka's second Paralympics. In Sochi, Russia in 2014, Kirka was injured before the competition began when he crashed and broke his back in a downhill training run. After Friday's gold medal, Kirka won silver Saturday in the Super-G event. He's scheduled to compete next in Pyeongchang in the men's Super Combined tomorrow. I'm Dan Bross.